Okay, and next up we have Jonathan Wang. So, Jonathan, if you wish to share your screen, please go ahead.
So
Excellent.
thanks for inviting me to speak here. So I also work on mathematical physics, and I guess rather heavily on the math side. But so I guess most of what I work on can be all put into this framework of S-duality in a particular quantum field theory, which is this 4D super Yang-Mills theory. And I guess I mostly think of this in terms of geometric Langlands, which is the math side of this theory. But most recently, I've been interested in how the S-duality plays into what are called boundary theories in super Yang-Mills. So a lot of it is just about kind of how to match different things under this kind of duality, which is rather, I don't know, difficult, I guess, in certain circumstances. There's some lag in the. So mathematically, I guess it's hard. The way to detect some how you match boundary theories is through this theory of Guyot-Witten, which says that you can get boundary theories from some Hamiltonian varieties. So instead of trying to match the boundary theories, we're trying to match certain Hamiltonian varieties with some kind of group action. And kind of when, and so the case that I'm most interested in is when one of the varieties, Hamiltonian varieties, is a cotangent bundle of something, and then the other one can maybe be arbitrary. But then, so the way to detect if you have such a thing is if you kind of take an A twist on one side and a B twist on the other side, then if there is such a duality, you can sometimes predict that there's some equivalence of categories, which says that certain D modules on the left-hand side, which has to do with X, are related to certain other kind of sheaves or like modules for some algebra related to the Hamiltonian space on the right-hand side. So just for some pictures of what I mean by something like this is really some maps that go from a formal disk or just some kind of disk or like filled in circle to some space, you know, or a group. But then this other thing would be maps to the disk, but with this origin removed. But you can kind of contract this, and the disk with the origin removed really just looks like a circle, which you can think of as like the boundary of a disk. So somehow this is something like plugging in a circle into this kind of topological field theory. And then, so this is one aspect of, or one main aspect of what I've been thinking about. But then you can also kind of try to plug in, I guess, instead of like a one-dimensional thing, something which is a circle, like a two-dimensional thing, so which is a complex curve, or I guess it would be a Riemann surface. And then in this setting, you can also try to match up some things, but I guess it gets a little more technical. So somehow there's some, on the A side, you have some moduli of G bundles on the curve, and then on top of it, you can consider G bundles with the section that has to do with a space on X on one side. And then on the other side, you have local systems for this other group G dual with some flat section for some corresponding other space that's supposed to match up. And then you can try to ask, like if you consider some D module push forward on the D module side, then under like geometric Langlands or I guess some S-duality, that it should match some kind of quasi-coherent sheaf for push forward on the other side. So basically, I try to like work with how you can match up these different theories or Hamiltonian spaces, either like when you plug in a circle or like a Riemann surface. All right, that's it. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Jonathan.